Four state appeals courts have raised questions about the law, which makes it a crime to solicit anyone under age 14 from accompanying you in any way without the permission of a parent or guardian. Jason Ramage ran afoul of that law in 2010 when he offered some kids quarters to move boxes into his Columbus apartment. The judge threw the case out, an appeals court agreed, and the state went to the Ohio Supreme Court. Melanie Tobias defended the law to the justices, saying the state has a compelling interest in protecting children. But several justices questioned how the law does that without sweeping up innocent people as well. And one, Justice William O'Neill, noted that even he may have violated the law.
I moved from South Russell to Chagrin Falls last weekend. The going rate is $10. I had kids unload a truck. Did I break the law? I didn't ask their parents. They're kids that are known to me and to my kids. Did I break the law?
Well, potentially, you could have been in violation of the statute, and they could have an argument.
Why potentially? This is a per se violation, is it not?
It's not a per se violation. The state still has to prove that what the activity you engaged in was enticement. What you did with the children was to entice them.
I did entice them. I gave them $10.
Well, I think you could make an argument that that doesn't qualify as enticement. But then you could also further
They wouldn't have done it if I hadn't given them the $10.
Okay. Then you can make an argument that the statute as applied to you would potentially be unconstitutional.
Tobias maintained that the court could massage the law by removing the word solicit or by strictly defining it, rather than striking that section down altogether. The justices raised questions about whether they should be the ones doing that, or whether it should be left up to the state lawmakers who crafted and recently amended the law. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.